Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Well, congratulations, first of all, another cup final.
Thank you.
Obviously, the fact that you're going to be facing Chelsea in the final brings back memories of 2 years ago. Not just facing them in two cup finals, but the fact that at that point you were fighting on four fronts as well. I just wonder, from the experience of 2 years ago, is there anything that you've learned from that will maybe help this time around?
Didn't think about it, to be honest, because we are far off having four finals. We qualified for one. But we learned that it makes no sense to plan the next one if you didn't even play the first one. So, nah, there's nothing. And it depends all. It's this competition that obviously not, or all the competitions are not made that somebody wins all of them. That's just how it is, because the number of games I saw now, if we win on Sunday, the final is obviously on Sunday the 26th. Is it 25th, 26th? What is the Sunday? 25th. So, and then 3 days later is the next FA Cup round. So obviously nobody cares really when is what. And that's how it is. And there's nothing to learn about. And what's then the question will come if we do that again and would qualify for three finals. But again, is very unlikely. It's just the nature of the thing. Then everybody will ask, what does it mean for next year and stuff like this? Because after we did that, obviously the year after was not great. But that had plenty of reasons. And it's only one of 500 reasons was that we had only four that we played all the finals and in the league until the last match day, so that's not a problem at all. But we don't have to worry about that now. We just are happy that we could qualify for that one, and it was a big one. The response in the dressing room was really cool. It was really nice to see how much it meant to the boys. I didn't question that actually. I just said before the game that obviously means everything to Fulham, and if it means to us as much, we have to show it on the pitch, and that's what I saw. They're all good.
And in closing the tie out as well, you obviously had to bring the kids on again and leave someone like Andy Robertson on the bench. So I just wonder now, how important is it for Andy and possibly Trent and Dominic to get minutes in ahead of games against Chelsea and Arsenal to come next week?
There's a chance for all of them, but we will really have to see. It's now touch and go. Obviously, Dom. Robbo is physically ready, and I think it was good to have him in a match day squad, and he's complete in the normal team training schedule, like Dom from tomorrow on. He had yesterday's session, today he has a day off as well, and then from tomorrow on he's in completely normal. That means he's obviously ready for minutes with Trent. Is it already Norwich or is it the game after? We have to see. He was not in team training, not even parts of team training yet. So if he can be in tomorrow, then I have to make a decision there. That's it pretty much. Huh? So with these boys. And then we will see. It would be absolutely very helpful if they all could be involved. But we have to see.
And obviously, I have to ask about Mo. I take it that he's back and started that intensive treatment as well. Have you spoken to him? How's he reacted to you as well, to this criticism that he's received about loads?
No, we didn't speak yet about it. I didn't see him for that. But we can't. Look, that's a lot of the world we are living in. So it's just, I think even most people in Egypt understand the situation because we have exactly the same, I can say it again, we have exactly the same target as Egypt. Make more as quick fit as possible. That's all. That's all we want. And I think that's how it always is. If a player's injured, we try everything to help him to get as fit, to get fit as quick as possible. So now it's a tournament. But it's that's the one thing, and what people say is one thing, and what is right is another thing. Sometimes it matches, but it's not always the case. And all parts agreed on that it makes sense that he's doing the rehab here. So, and that's what we are doing now. And we have a season to play, so we want him fit. But if he's fit earlier, then. Oh, as long as Egypt is still in the tournament, he will go back. That's clear. So and then it's a win-win if you want. And then he's coming back after that, after the tournament or whenever. So that's the situation, nothing else. And the rest is just these blown-up discussions from because somebody said something and then all of a sudden you have to react on everything. But we have to be sensible in this moment, and that means all of us have to be the Egyptian FAs as well. So we all agree on that. And how I said last night, if I said something too early, because I said, I'm not sure, you got to ask a question, and I knew there were discussions that he might come home, but I didn't know if that was already solved or not. I have different things to do. And somebody tells me then, how can you say that? And I'm sorry, but it was not intentionally wrong. If it's just, oh, well, I want to do the wrong thing. I just didn't know exactly how the situation was in that moment. And that's it.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Carlos. Hey, again.
Hi.
After difficult times last season, but then seeing how the players, what they've achieved so far already this season, what to say about the squad, especially at the injuries as well? Have what to say about the squad of how it turned it around?
Yeah, a lot. We speak pretty much about that from the beginning of the season, if you want, because we had the turnarounds in the beginning of the season very early. Did we have a red card at Chelsea? No, that was probably the only game in the beginning where we didn't get a red card. But then Bournemouth and all the things started, and we had to come from behind and these kind of things. So we said then it helps to grow together as a group. It does. You cannot plan it. You cannot tell. Do a preseason and say afterwards maybe start all the games with 10 men and let's see how far we get. But that's true. So since then we had different things. We had loads of injuries to deal with, and that's never good. It's just not good. We want them all, have them all available. But if it happens, you cannot change it in a moment anymore. So you have to try to work with that, and that's what we did, obviously. And that's where I think. Jarrell Kwanzaa is just a product of that. He would have had games anyway, but the amount, I'm not sure. I don't know. So that's how it is now. Conor Bradley would have had more games already if he wouldn't been injured himself. Bless you. And And who else? That's just how it, and Bobby Clark, it's so nice to bring him on now. Everybody sees he's ready. That's it. That's now a real, the next step for him. Was he ready half a year ago? I don't know. But now he is, and now we can bring him on, and he's not, he can fill the role and make an impression, and that's really good. So that just shows if you want an injury crisis, or I want to call it, gives opportunities. And then in these specific cases, we the boys use them, and that's really nice. And we came through all that so far, but and now we are really on the edge. There's nothing can happen anymore, to be honest. So we have the same amount of games coming up. We play all the time now, from now on. And so we need them all, and we need them all back. And I hope that Thiago and Stefan will be back as well in rather sooner than later. So that would be cool. Kosti is close. Kosti is actually fit. Kosti just has to wait now for the green light because the bone healing takes it much longer, but the plate is doing the job in a moment. Now we have to figure out when is one taking enough over, let me say like that. And then he's in training as well. He was not out that long, like Trent was not, like Dom was not. So let's go from there. It says just the boys understand that we have some quality and we want to use it to a full extent. That's it.
And one of those injuries, a long-term injury, Andy Robertson, you've already mentioned, has it been the flip side of the injury, has it been good to him to have a rest? He has been playing a lot of football.
Definitely, having a rest is good. 3 months is definitely too long, especially for Robbo, who's not used to that. And when it happened, that time long ago, it was a real shocker. It was like, Robbo, okay. We of course knew we have Kosti, but we had an awful lot of games coming up. So in that moment, Kosti stepped in. In the same moment, and later on, especially, Joey stepped in. So that's all very, very positive. And I think Joey is definitely, if you want to have that, the winner of that season so far, because he's just back to his best. It's really cool for us, very good for him. So we had solutions without knowing that we will have that to that extent, because there was no real drop-off. That's the best thing to say. We had to adapt from a formation point of view, but that's not a massive problem. We can do that. And that's what we always said. If a few injuries we always can deal with, you have to. And if one or two more coming up, then you have to maybe change formation or stuff like this. And that's what we did. And so far it worked kind of out.
Carl the back.
Hi, Carl.
Footballing reunion with David Wagner. I just wondered, do you enjoy these encounters with him and what you made of the job he's been doing?
Oh, yes, I enjoy a lot. And we had already conversations about it. He asked me for a massive rotation. I told him that doesn't help, obviously. We spoke about it. Really good job, but really difficult job. So he lost, I think the start of the season was really good, and then they lost their, more or less their offensive department, and that's when they struggled a little bit. Now they are in touching distance with the playoff spots. Lost last night, didn't see anything about it yet, about Leeds game, but lost last night. And obviously have big games coming up, so championship season itself is already pretty intense. But if you have a longer FA Cup run in it, it's obviously very similar to a very successful Premier League season with international football or something like that, because the amount of teams in the league and the amount of games you have. I follow it as much as I can, and because I'm just interested in everything what he's doing. And it's cool to have the game. And he, when he was at Huddersfield, when he worked at Huddersfield, he watched obviously a lot of games here in the stadium. When they didn't play, he was here. And that's now he's back. He didn't see the newsstand, I think. Did he? No. So, and we didn't see each other for a long time. So next time would have been probably in the summer, whenever. And so now it's good to catch up and to lock horns again.
Any more for quick break? No? Just one more day.
Hi. George Pearson, I just wanted to ask about Jerome Ponce's rise. He's been absolutely sensational this season. He only had that short loan spell last season, which was his first senior experience. Did you envision that he would and play as well as he has done, because he's been one of the standout young centre backs in Europe last season.
That 4 years ago I wouldn't have got a word, but that means obviously from all what you said, you speak really quick. Eh? So it's fine. But meanwhile, I think it was about Kwanzaa, huh? Yeah. So I liked him from the first moment I saw him, but that means just what offers the boy from a physical point of view when they're really young, 16, 17, 18, that's how long I know him. And he was a good footballer, which is absolutely helpful and not rare nowadays, but is quite special how calm he is on the ball. And it's all about when is he ready for adult football, because in that position, each challenge is a reality check. So you might be the best in your age group. That means, first and foremost, nothing for the adult world in this case, because you have strong opponents. They know all the dirt, the dark arts and all these kind of things, how to bring yourself in a better position. So, and he's dealing with that I didn't expect that quick. That's true. But the preseason showed that the preseason was super positive, super positive. And we wanted to, so we got asked a lot that we have to sign a new centre half. And obviously we're thinking about that as well. It's not that we ignore potential issues or whatever. But when we saw him, it was clear that we will not go for it, that we will have our own solution. And without knowing how much game time we will get already this year, and because of the situation, because of his development, he obviously is now proper part of the squad, proper part of the rotation thing. It's not about performing, they all are good. It's about how can you share intensity. And there he plays an important role. And last night again, was a really good game. The way we play with the last line, I wouldn't call it risky, but it's not a normal center half game. So you have a lot of 1v1 situations, a lot of spacing behind you very often. And we have to be brave, and he is really brave in this situation. And with the ball, he's brave as well and has a very good overview and a good technique. So it's an interesting package. Really excited about it.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.